the things that you need, all the things that you need, or more accurately, the things that you think you need, many of those things, when you connect with a deep I, will be added unto you. They will be added. Now, what does it mean, added? Added means you no longer need them, and then you get them. You didn't get them when you needed them. This is the irony of the universe.
That's Eckhart Tolle, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Thanks for vibing with me today as we have spiritual teacher and number one New York Times bestselling author Eckhart Tolle back on the show to teach us something very, very important, and that is how to overcome neediness. Here's Eckhart Tolle. Enjoy.
Important thing is to become more comfortable with yourself and spending time with yourself. Now, in order to become more comfortable with that, you have to go more deeply into yourself, where what I sometimes call, I haven't used this term here so far, but recently have been using it occasionally, what I call the deep I, not this I, the first person singular I, the deep I as opposed to the surface I. The surface I is, of course, the egoic identity, the things that normally people refer to when they use the word I. They refer to me and my story and my needs and my desires and my anxieties and my ambitions. That's I. And I call that the surface I, that is identified with forms and feels certain needs, continuous needs. And the surface I lives in a state of frequent and in many cases, permanent state of unease at best. Unease, not completely satisfied, except briefly, just after a great meal with two glasses of wine. But of course, you're moving towards unconsciousness. Or after having sex, perhaps, for a little while, no more desires. I mean, of course, the desire movement is just starting up again at the back, and an hour later, the unease comes back. Freud wrote this book. I read it 30 years ago, so I don't remember exactly what's in it, but I remember the title. The unease in culture, it's the English translation. There's an unease that underlies civilization. Now, I assume, if I don't remember the details, he says a civilization needs this unease, but I think he's wrong. The original word for unease, as used by Freud, for those of you who speak German, is das Unbehagen, translated into English as unease. So there is an almost continuous sense of unease, and it says, I need, I need, I need, a need. Sometimes you don't even know what it is you need, but there's just a neediness, a free-floating neediness. And these are all symptoms of the surface eye. And as long as you live on the surface eye, then you can't get rid of these symptoms. They will remain. So the practice is exactly why you're here. This is the reason why you've come here. You've come here in order to go beyond, in order to transcend the surface eye. It'll still be there, but it's no longer the foundation for your sense of identity. So you become still, and the mind subsides, and then you begin to, at first, just as little glimpses of presence, of yourself as experiencing yourself as an underlying presence, consciousness. You become aware that you are conscious or consciousness. And at first it seems to be insignificant. Okay, and the mind says, and now what? And you just oh, it does, yes, I knew that. So and now what do I do with that? Now, where does that take me? So you have to give yourself a little bit more space, because space is exactly what you want, and allow yourself to go more deeply. And then the thoughts will keep coming in and say, think about something else. Think about what you need. This is what you need on a truer level, but it's not so much that you need it because you already have it, but you need to be conscious that you have it, that you need to be conscious of the deep eye. It's already there. You don't need to bring it to you or to go do penance or work hard for the next 25 years and then finally, no, it's already there. So you have to give yourself that space where you go within. What we're doing here, I mean, by coming here, you are doing it because you realize that the solution to your so-called problem lies here, which means it's all about you, lies in you. Become still. Find that dimension of stillness in you where you're fully alert but not thinking. 5 seconds. And then a little longer. Go into nature. Allow nature to help you. Look at a tree. Allow the tree to teach you stillness. Look at a tree for 2 minutes. And you will notice the tree exists surrounded by stillness. And it's very still. And so that you tune into that. So you go into nature. You look at the sky, the spaciousness. I take photos of the sky all the time. I think they showed some here before. It had to be cropped a bit, unfortunately, but in the original photo there's even more spaciousness. Because I love the spaciousness of the sky, because the moment you take that in, you become aware of spaciousness in you. The moment you look at the spaciousness of the sky, you're not thinking. You're just taking it all in, and then become aware of the presence that's taking it all in. You are that, and this presence, then you feel that more and more strongly in you, the still presence, and that is not a place that needs anything. And there you become, you're at home then, at home with yourself, rather than always trying to get home. Because it's the ego state, so to speak. It's, I'm trying to get home, but where's home? You never feel, this is where I belong, this is where, you might think sometimes the physical place is it, but it's not it. Om, Om, Om. It's wonderful that the English word and the Om are so closely related. So, the answer is in yourself. The more you live from the deep eye, the less you need the other. But that also means the more deeply you can relate to the other. because then you can relate to the other no longer through your neediness, but through your aliveness, through your inner peace, and you can share that with the other. And then the other wants to spend more time with you because it's so lovely to be around somebody who doesn't need anything. And the other then feels so good to be with you. But that's not why you do it. That's not why you go there. But so the thing with this, it's written somewhere. I don't remember where. Well, I do. And the things that you need, all the things that you need, or more accurately, the things that you think you need, many of those things, when you connect with a deep eye, will be added unto you. They will be added. Now, what does that mean, added? Added means you no longer need them, and then you get them. You didn't get them when you needed them. This is the irony of the universe. The universe is smiling, or God, and when you don't need, it comes, or he comes. When you need, it stays away, or he stays away. That's a, well, the ego says, well, that sucks. And another story, what happened to me is in my 20s, when the ego was growing and growing and growing, and I was becoming more and more unhappy, if I had gone to a psychic and the psychic had said to me, you will become a great spiritual teacher, the ego would have said, wow, this is so great, wonderful, I'll be a great spiritual teacher. It would have been very elated. But if it had been a good psychic, he or she would have added, but you have to die first. You have to die to the illusory self. And then, yes, it may be satisfying when you're a great spiritual teacher, but you don't even think of yourself as a great spiritual teacher. And you do not regard it as a personal satisfaction. There is something satisfying there, but not a personal, like, I did something. And if the psyche had predicted that, the ego would have said, I'm not sure if I want it anymore. So the paradox is the adding on. Seek first that, find that, and then the things that you thought you needed will be added on. And that's, it's miraculous how that works.
Big thanks to Eckhart Tolle for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, EckhartTolle.com. That is also his Instagram and his YouTube channel. His latest book is entitled A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can head over to YouTube and type in Transcending Neediness. And I'll have links to all the ways to connect with him and his work. I'll also have a link to today's talk and all the links to his previous episodes that he's been featured on the show. And all of that will be in the show description below, so you can go and check that out. All right. Follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show. And thank you again for being with me today. If you can, after this episode is over, head over to your favorite podcast player app and leave a rating and review. That'll be a great way to support the show. All right. That is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. And I hope you have a terrific rest of your weekend. And I will see you back here Monday. So, until then, stay strong. Later.